World Sport from the BBC with Mimi Shatlada. Coming up, World Cup qualifiers dominate the football fixtures this weekend. Argentina are desperate for a victory over Peru. There's a must-win game for Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal against Hungary.
If we lost, we are out of the World Cup. I'm sure we're going to do the best tomorrow.
And away from football, golf and rugby sevens will be included at the 2016 Olympics in Rio. Two of the greatest footballers on earth could miss out on next year's World Cup finals in South Africa unless their teams have positive results in Saturday's qualifiers. Lionel Messi, the outstanding player in Diego Maradona's Argentina, and Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal have played in struggling sides during their qualifying campaigns. John Bennett looks ahead to their matches and some of the other key games this weekend.
With Argentina's chances of reaching the World Cup hanging by a thread, the beleaguered football legend Maradona has been seeking divine intervention. He told the press that God has saved me many times before, and I hope he will do so this time. Realistically, he must lead his team to two victories in their final two qualifying matches if they're to progress automatically to South Africa. After losing their last three qualifiers, Argentina are at home to bottom-of-the-table Peru on Saturday and then face Uruguay next week. They've been further weakened by squabbling between Maradona and the side's general manager. Portugal's FIFA Player of the Year, Ronaldo, may well be facing the gloom of failing to qualify. In Europe, only the group winners are guaranteed a place in the World Cup, so Portugal need to beat Hungary to stand a chance of finishing top. But if they fail to beat the Hungarians and second-place Sweden beat Denmark in Copenhagen, they would be unable to even claim a place in the playoffs. Elsewhere in Europe, Slovakia will qualify for the first time in their own right if they get at least a draw at home to Slovenia. In Africa, Ivory Coast also need a point to progress to the finals. They play Malawi.
Ozzy Ardiles won the World Cup with Argentina in 1978. He believes Maradona's team will beat Peru and make it to South Africa.
We are playing Peru on Saturday and Uruguay the last game on Wednesday. Two crucial games. I believe at the end of the day Argentina will qualify, maybe through the back door, maybe through the playoff. But I believe that at the end it will qualify. I believe that if Argentina doesn't qualify, it's going to be an absolute tragedy for all the players, for Messi, for example, for all the very good Argentinian players, and for Argentina as a whole. So I just pray that we will qualify. But after saying that, we are playing terribly.
Portugal reached the last four in 2006, but they need to beat Hungary in Lisbon to have even a slim chance of qualifying. Their star man, Cristiano Ronaldo, is aware of the consequences if they lose.
It's very important for us because, you know, if we lost, we are out of the World Cup. But we believe that tomorrow we're going to win the game. It's going to be difficult, but we play at home. We have a fantastic team and I'm sure you're going to do the best tomorrow.
There's another huge match in Copenhagen. If Sweden are to knock Denmark off the top of Group 1 and qualify automatically, they must beat their Scandinavian rivals. That would leave the teams level on points going into their final qualifiers. The Danes won 1-0 when the teams met in Stockholm, but Sweden's coach Lars Lagerback says that result went against the run of play.
We were clearly the better team, but that's football. Sometimes you don't score The best team wins always because they score the goal. But I think we have very good chances. And these players have shown before that they have very good attitude, character when it comes to decisive games. So I'm very positive about the chances.
Moscow is the venue for another titanic battle between the top two in Group 4. Germany will qualify if they beat Russia, who trail them by 1 point. And Russia's coach, Vasilik, feels the pressure is off his team.
We got nothing to lose. The Russia team did very well in this qualification. It's not easy to win all the away games recently because everyone was talking about the Germany game here in Moscow. So it was not easy for the team, but they did well. And now we have to face a very, very strong opponent. But we are confident and we have nothing to lose.
I think there's a certain amount of trepidation in the German team, and that is a credit to you and your players. Moscow has become a place that teams do not particularly want to travel to.
Well, it's in a very nice city to travel to, but I hope it will stay in the long term that the teams don't like to play here, which means that they are having a difficult time. That's true.
And you can hear more from Hiddink during Sports World on Saturday from 14 hours GMT. In the African zone, Ivory Coast are poised to join Ghana in the World Cup finals on Saturday. They need only a point away to Malawi to win Group E. But the African champions Egypt, who are 3 points behind Algeria in Group C, face elimination unless they win away to Zambia. Algeria are at home to Rwanda on Sunday. Russia have officially launched a bid to host the World Cup in either 2018 or 2022. The country's sports minister, Vitaly Mutko, presented the bid from a department store located on Red Square in one of Moscow's most iconic buildings. He said it's an important initiative not only for football but for the entire nation.
We treat bids from all countries with great respect. And we don't consider any of them to be our rivals. They're our partners. All these countries want to do everything possible to organize the best World Cup. They're not our competitors. We will concentrate on our bid, and we'll try to convince the whole world that Russia is worthy of hosting this event.
And England, Australia, the USA and Japan are among the other nations in the running. The sports of golf and rugby sevens have been given Olympic approval for the first time in the modern era. Both sports will feature in the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro after IOC members voted in favour of their inclusion. The BBC's Olympics correspondent Gordon Farker followed the vote. He says the result was not a foregone conclusion.
I had been hearing a week or so ago that golf was in serious trouble, actually, and may not have got the sort of support that it actually needed. But they've been working behind the scenes over the last week. They've been talking to people, making their case, lobbying the members in much the way that the big cities have to do to persuade the members to vote for them. And clearly there has been some effect. The presentations were sound enough. I thought Rugby Sevens particularly managed to hit the spot and hit the right chord with the IOC members. And clearly that's been reflected in the voting. They are in quite comfortably. Golf are there too, and they'll both be sports in 2016.
Well, Sergio Garcia is currently sharing the halfway lead at the Madrid Masters. At 29, he's young enough to be part of an Olympic golf tournament in 2016, and he says he's often thought about having an Olympic medal around his neck.
Yeah, it's always been something that has been there. When you watching the Olympics on TV and watching all the runners and, you know, the high jumpers and long jumpers and everything around, you think, you know, it'd be nice to have that possibility and that chance. But finally it's happened, and we're all very excited about the possibilities.
So how would golf at the Olympics work? Here's our correspondent, Ian Carter.
The proposed format is for separate men's and women's tournaments played over 72 holes stroke play. Fields would be limited to 60 players, including the top 15 in the world. Beyond those, players would be eligible on world ranking, with a maximum of 2 from each country that doesn't already have 2 or more players in that top 15. On current standings, that would mean an American team led by Tiger Woods, surely one of the biggest influences on the IOC decision, would have a 7-strong lineup. Looking towards 2016, one player tipped to succeed Woods as the world's top player, Northern Ireland's 20-year-old Rory McIlroy, well, despite being eligible for the Irish side, he has said he would compete for Britain.
Mike Lee managed the campaign to make rugby sevens an Olympic sport, and he says they worked hard to present a professional bid.
The International Rugby Board and everybody's been involved in the campaign has given everything to this. The world of rugby has got behind it. And you know what? I mean, rugby sevens now is being played already in the Commonwealth Games and the Asian Games. And it was right that we presented the case to the IOC, and they've given us an overwhelming vote, 81 votes in favour today. That's dramatic, and yeah, we're delighted.
And Jacques Rogge has been re-elected president of the IOC for a final 4-year term. A reminder that World Cup qualifiers dominate the fixtures this weekend. Join Russell Fuller on Saturday Sports World from 14 hours GMT for the latest on those teams aiming to reach South Africa 2010. And that's the latest BBC Sport.